Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about candidates. Those people that your organization is trying to attract, recruit, and hire in a really competitive job market. I've talked about this a lot on the show, and I've blogged about it quite a bit as well. But it truly is a candidate-centric job market. There are a record number of job openings, over 7 million by the last reports from the BLS. Unemployment is hovering around 4% or just a tick lower, and most companies are struggling to attract and recruit talent. In fact, for the first time since the BLS began tracking these statistics, there are more job openings in the United States than there are officially unemployed persons to fill those roles. So what can organizations do to better compete for talent in this really, really tough job market? Well, automation technology is one of the strategies many organizations are using to become more efficient, more attractive, and to drive better outcomes in their hiring processes. Recently, I did a full HR Happy Hour show on this topic with Madeline Lorano from Aptitude Research Partners, where we talked about recruitment automation. And Madeline shared some of the findings from some recent research that she has done at Aptitude on this very topic. I can't dig into it all, and I'll share a link to the full HR Happy Hour show if you want to hear 30 or 35 minutes of us talking about this. But I wanted to share one important thing that the research found about what candidates really want from employers and how to think about how you can apply technology to meet these candidate demands. Today's candidates have three basic requirements for employers. The first is trust. Candidates want a hiring process that provides a sense of fairness and transparency throughout each stage of the process. They want to know that their profile or their resume or their inquiry has been received and is going to be consideration, even in a world where increased automation is making hiring processes more efficient. Most candidates want to know that at some point, some person actually looked at their application and their qualifications. Even if they don't get passed on to the next stage or get an interview, they still want to know that they were at least considered. The second thing candidates want from the process is communication. That's really simple, right? But candidates just want to know where they are at in the process. Has their resume or their application been screened? Are they lined up for a phone screen, maybe? Did they make the next round? Are they going to have a video interview or maybe being brought in for an in-person interview? When might they find out about those decisions? They want meaningful and consistent communication. Too often, companies ignore the importance of communication in this overall candidate experience. And according to the Aptitude research, many companies are still struggling to provide timely information, a single point of contact, and transparency on the applicant's current status. And the third thing candidates want, and this one's really interesting to me, is a more personalized experience. Recruiting and hiring and taking candidates through these processes has often been really transactional. Companies usually try to fill positions as quickly and as cost-effectively as possible, and don't think too much about providing personalized, tailored experiences for each candidate. But modern candidates often have very different expectations and want a much more personalized experience from the time they first engage with a company up until they receive an offer. And think about that. A lot of this experience and these demands for a more personalized experience comes from our experiences on the consumer side, where companies have spent millions of dollars in technology to know who we are from the consumer point of view, whether it's Amazon or Walmart or Delta Airlines or you name it. Any brand that you engage with on the consumer side has spent millions and millions of dollars and plowed plenty of time and resources in providing you, the consumer, with an individualized, personalized experience. More and more candidates are demanding similar kinds of experiences in the hiring process. And what the research shows and what we talked about on the HR Happy Hour show was that many of these candidate expectations can be met when employers can automate processes and ensure that candidates will not be ignored throughout that journey. These modern recruitment automation technologies can help talent acquisition. They can ease the administrative burden. They can provide more better and more timely communication. They can prove a level of trust with candidates. And as we're seeing more and more, these technologies can be delivered to provide these more personalized candidate experiences. According to the Aptitude Research Partners research, companies that have invested in these kinds of automation tools for talent acquisition were 3 times more likely to improve their own time to hire and 2 times more likely to improve candidate experience. I'll post links up to the research as well as to the HR Happy Hour show that we did on this topic. It's a really interesting and important subject as more and more organizations are finding it harder and harder to find the people they need to fill their open roles. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.